Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, where we discuss our experiences as students here at AISJ. I'm one of your hosts, Taylor.
And I'm your other host, Ethan. Wow, I am so excited about today's episode. Taylor, are you just as enthusiastic as I am?
Yes, definitely. Our episode is titled, Welcome to the Nest, New Student Life at AISJ. And in today's episode, we'll cover the subject of new student experiences and the overall integration at AISJ. Throughout the episode, we will be sharing our personal experiences to address some of the questions and concerns you parents might have about your children's experience and hopefully ease your nerves.
Sounds awesome. But before we dive in, let's introduce ourselves very briefly. I'll begin. I've been at AISJ since about halfway through my 10th grade year, and I will most likely graduate here. Before moving to South Africa, I had only ever lived in Utah and had never traveled internationally. Taylor, it's quite the opposite for you, correct?
Yeah, I've grown up traveling around the world for my parents' job, so international student life is quite the norm for me. I came to AISJ just before my 9th grade year, and I'm also going to graduate here.
Wonderful. Well, now that our audience at least has an idea of who we are, let's talk about why new student integration is such an important topic to cover when considering attending AISJ.
Well, it's always important to feel welcome, no matter where you are, especially at school. Being new is hard enough and super overwhelming, with all the nerves and anxiety that come with stepping into an unfamiliar space surrounded by unfamiliar faces. That's why creating a sense of belonging early is so important. I mean, it helps new students feel like they're part of the community and make sure they have a positive experience both academically and socially.
Yeah, totally. Well, our school is amazing at helping new students get settled, and personally, I think we have some great programs and measures in place that make us stand out compared to other schools. We'll touch on some of those specific examples later in the episode, but for now, I think families should know that, compared to other local schools, we stand out.
I completely agree. Our school especially focuses on nurturing an inclusive environment for all of its community members, especially when you're new to the community.
One of our main goals for this episode is to address some questions that some families might have through sharing our own personal experiences. Some of the main concerns we want to address in this episode are questions like, what measures does AISJ take to help integrate new students into our community? What special learning experiences does AISJ offer that makes us preferable for new families compared to other local schools?
As well as, how helpful are teachers in making students feel like they belong and fostering valuable relationships with students? How helpful are co-curricular activities in integrating students into the school?
Now, let's delve into the heart of the matter and get into the nitty-gritty of the new student experience.
The first questions families might have that we want to address is, what measures does AISJ take to help integrate new students into our community? Ethan, what are your thoughts on that question?
One of the most important programs that AISJ has is the Student Mentor Program. For our audience, our Student Mentor Program is basically where AISJ students sign up to be a guide and a friend to new students. When I first came to AISJ, I didn't even know I had a mentor. But when I met my mentor, Kyle, in grade 10, it was such a relief to have someone whose main objective was helping me meet new people and get to know the school campus. It was super helpful to have someone introduce me to many of the other guys in my grade who I later became very good friends with. Taylor, you were and still are a student mentor yourself, correct? How has that been?
Yeah, I am, and so far it's been great. It takes a little extra work on my part, but the difference it makes in new students' lives is huge. Even small gestures, like showing them around, like you said, made a big difference. Even within the mentor program, AISJ does a great job of making sure new students feel supported and included right from the start. Before school even begins, their orientations to help them get familiar with the campus so they don't feel lost on their first day. And even if a student joins later in the year, the school keeps that same energy. They host things like the New Student Socializer, where new students and mentors can hang out, chat, and get to know each other over hot chocolate and donuts. Students who came at the start of the year are welcome there as well, just to check in and make sure everything is going well for them so far. It really shows how much AISJ cares about making everyone feel welcome and part of the community, no matter when they arrive.
Well, that's wonderful. The next question we want to address is, what special learning experiences does AISJ have to offer that sets us apart? Taylor, what would you say?
One thing that sets AISJ apart is how student-driven the mentorship program is. At my previous school, we had a mentorship program too, but it was mostly run by the staff. Here, it's different. It's led and run by the students themselves. That makes a big difference because it shows how much our students care about being part of the process and helping new students feel at home. It's not just about welcoming someone because they have to, but rather because they want to. It's about creating connections and building a stronger community together. And I think this peer-to-peer support really helps new families see that AISJ is a place where students take the lead in making sure everyone feels included.
I completely agree. I think one of the biggest things that makes us different from other schools is our service learning program. When I first got here, I was told that I should attend any service that sounded interesting to me, and that I should test out a few services so I can make sure I'm passionate about the service I'm doing. At first, I started going to a service called Garden Squad, and I didn't realize it at the time, but three guys in that service group would soon become some of my best friends. Luke Mason, Taylor Lawrence Bellett, and Micah Goodman. All spectacular guys.
Oh, for sure. Especially that Taylor guy. He just sounds cool.
Very funny, Taylor. Anyways, I didn't stay in Garden Squad for long, only because gardening wasn't my passion. But being in that service allowed me to break the ice with you, Taylor, as well as Luke and Micah. Immediately jumping into a service group really helped me to meet and collaborate with people very quickly. After I left the Garden Squad, I joined the Mother Tongue Committee, and that service's main focus was representing and celebrating all cultures around the world. I'm still in that service today, and although we've had a rebranding, we still have the same purpose. Being in that service has helped me become so much more aware and respectful of other cultures. I'm now a service leader for Cultural Nexus, our new name, and having that opportunity has been so amazing, and to be honest, it has really helped me grow as a person.
Wow. Sounds like the service learning program here really helped you not only to make new friends, but also grow as a person and become a lot more globally aware.
Yes, it definitely has.
That's amazing. Now, for another question we want to focus on, how helpful are teachers in making students feel like they belong and fostering valuable relationships with students? Ethan, how would you answer that question?
I think the teachers here at AISJ are amazing at making new students feel like they belong and are also great at building personal relationships with students. I found them very helpful when I was a new student, and obviously I still do find them helpful. For example, I had a teacher in 10th grade named Mr. Srini, and in his social studies class, the way we were assessed was almost always through timed essays. Even though I struggled in his class, he was a huge help in ensuring I was always doing okay and felt comfortable. One time, I had a big writing assessment coming up in his class, and I was incredibly worried and overwhelmed about it, as I had never written a timed essay before coming to the school. I went and talked to Mr. Srini, and I told him how I was feeling, and that I just didn't feel confident enough to take the assessment. He was so accommodating and had a teaching assistant help me research the topic that the assessment was on, and even let me write the assessment at home. He helped me feel like all the teachers cared about my transition and weren't just teaching me material. After being at AISJ for over a year, I'm so much more confident in taking timed assessments and rarely get overwhelmed with them. What about you, Taylor? What was your experience with teachers helping you feel like you belong when you first got here?
That's so awesome to hear you've grown so much. I had a pretty similar experience. For me, it was my math teacher, Mr. Creel. When I first joined AISJ, I was struggling to adjust to how things worked in his class. The way we did problem solving was really different from what I was used to at my old school, and it felt overwhelming at first. I remember one specific time when we had a group project on real-world math applications, and I was totally lost. I didn't know anyone in my group, and I wasn't sure how to contribute. When I talked to Mr. Creel about it, he was super understanding. He not only walked me through the project step by step, but also took the time to pair me with classmates he thought I'd work well with, helping me meet one of my best friends in the process, Anthony Martin. That little gesture made such a difference, not only for the project, but for helping me build confidence and make friends in class. He went out of his way to make me feel like I wasn't just another student, but a valued part of the community. It really showed me that the AISJ teachers care about more than just the academics. They're invested in helping us feel like we belong.
I completely agree, Taylor. Now, another question we want to highlight is, how helpful are co-curriculars in integrating students into the school? Taylor, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I want to inform our audience why here at AISJ we call them co-curricular activities and not extracurricular activities. Co-curricular activities go hand in hand with the goals and values that the school has, and they're meant to enhance the educational experience of the students. Whereas extracurriculars are completely separate from the school's goals, values, and curriculum. They're still great learning opportunities, but they don't align with the school's core curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think that co-curriculars at AISJ play a big role in helping students integrate into the school community. They are a really good opportunity for new students to meet others outside of the classroom and connect over shared interests. It could be joining a sports team, a service, or participating in school events. I know from experience that joining the track team really helped me feel like I was part of something bigger. It connected me with a ton of people who liked the same things that I did, and helped me meet friends that I'm still super close with to this day. And since there's such a wide variety of co-curriculars, from arts to sports to leadership programs to service groups,
I've noticed that too. There's almost something for everyone.
Exactly. Every student can find something that they enjoy, making it easy to get involved with like-minded people and feel like they belong. Ethan, do you have anything else you'd like to add about co-curriculars?
Yes, I would love to. So, when I first got here, I was very nervous, depressed, and wishing I could move back home to Utah. And because I was feeling this way, I decided to not try out for rugby last year, while both of my brothers did. I regret that decision to this day. So many people here had always talked about how sports helped them become such good friends with people. And for a while, I could not relate to that at all, because I didn't play sports when I was a new student. This year, I decided to play rugby, and I'm so happy that I did. Already, I've started talking to some guys that, if not for rugby, I would never talk to them. It has been so nice to get to know so many more people and laugh and have conversations with people that I never thought I would have. What I'm trying to say is, sports are such a great way to meet new people and feel comfortable in the community. I would encourage any new students to try out for a sport or do any co-curricular activity you might enjoy every single season, as it will not only be fun playing the sport or doing the activity, but it will help you meet new people and make long-lasting friends.
Ethan, I think that's great advice. Before we wrap up, let's recap some of the main takeaways from today's discussion. AISJ's program, like the Student Mentor Program, its exceptional learning experiences like our service learning program, its supportive teachers and co-curriculars help the integration of new students be more smoother and enjoyable. The school's welcoming and student-focused culture helps everyone feel like they belong and are an important part of the community.
Absolutely. Taylor, I want to thank you so much for having that awesome discussion with me, and hopefully for our audience, we answered any questions or concerns you might have had. If you have any further inquiries, feel free to check out some of our other podcast episodes or contact some of our staff in charge of getting new families settled. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our episode, and we hope to see you soon here at AISJ.
Until next time, Go Eagles.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at AISJ-JHB.com.